Hey, and welcome back to Lion's Den Podcast. We are in Season 2, Episode 81. So the last little bit, we've been talking a little wins, goals, short-term, long-term, and then not scale-related goals. So if you haven't listened to those last three, I would suggest going back through those three. Now, today's podcast, Episode 81, is going to be on, for yourself, what are the activities that you find that you get outside of the gym that are huge releases for you that you need to keep in your routine. So as we go into the fall, things get crazy, but what are those activities? So ask yourself the activities that are musts and the activities that are musts in your life. And we know if you're listening to this, gym is a must. So we need to get into those other ones. What is it? So is it starting your day? Ask yourself, do you love reading? Do you love going for a walk? Do you need to move in other ways than the gym? That being, do you have a dog? What are those type of things? Do you like doing it in the morning and night? Or when do you like it? In the middle of the day? Those things. Ask yourself that. So walking being one of them. Then the next thing, the reading thing that I touched on. When do you find that your brain is the most done and you retain the most? That is probably one of the biggest questions that people need to ask themselves, because as you retain, you need to actually, when you're reading something, when do you retain the most? So for myself, it is first thing in the morning. I retain the most. Some people I have heard do it at night, but for myself, I'm fresh. I start my day. It makes me think throughout the day about the things that I've read and the goals. So it's one of those things that as I get in, that's an activity that I must do in the morning. It sets my day off completely right, and then I start feeling way better about myself as the day goes, because then I can kind of have that goal in my mind for the day to focus on, and it lets me retain it way better. That's one of the activities. Now another one is outside of the gym is throughout your workday, when do you find that is the best time to do certain activities? So for myself, I do a lot of programming. I do a lot of online training. We answer phone calls. You get new clients, all of these things. My favorite time to deal and work with online stuff is usually in the middle of the day. If I have a break, I just find that it keeps me on course so that I'm not drifting and not doing anything. One of my favorite things about online training is you pair it with programming in person. So I get to do both very similarly. So programming in person is done at the exact same time in the middle of the day. And how am I going to pair and grow things? Those are some of the biggest things that I have found. One of my favorite activities is just the growth and the changing on and how a program can evolve. I have found that in the past, one of my favorite activities to add into people's is which kind of program. So they start off normally full body, as we've touched on before, then you switch into upper lowers depending on, or if they have prior experience, upper lowers you can do, or it just basically comes down to the individual. So that's the best part of training, is every person is on their own program and it's not mass produced, because then you can actually evolve and change it and get the most for each client. Another thing that I have found that throughout my day, another thing that I really do is after a bit, you need a break. I need to work out myself. So that's another thing that I do, is activities that are a must for me, of course, is working out like I touched on, but we weren't including that in today's one. So that is kind of just a reminder, finding what time of day and all those times is the to work out is another thing that just, I know we're not focusing on it today, but when are you going to work out? When is the best time? Just ask yourself that. Now, the other activities that I have found is if you're answering calls and such, if that's your job or dealing with people, when is the best time that you find to eat? So when are you going to eat? Are you going to do it when people are with you? Are you going to do it when you have a bit of downtime? Are you going to make sure that you're regular in your macro counts? Because that is some of the most important things for people, is if you're not eating enough, then your energy's gone. It then affects your sleep and all of that. And that is another thing that I like to touch on, is sleep. So sleep related, one of my favorite things about sleeping, and of course it's an activity that it's a must, is what do you do in prep into going to bed? One of my favorite things about sleeping is you need to get regular and you get up at the same time. If my sleep in, it throws me off. If I get up super early, it throws me off. So I have to understand that in my own body and everybody's body, being regular, and that there isn't an influx basically of I'm going to sleep in 3-4 hours, at most an hour, but I try to keep my sleeping very similar across the board. This helps me be more productive and then me actually be useful for all of my clients, my friends, all of my time, rather than dealing with things and all over the place, because then I am not regular and I am not as productive if I'm not getting that proper sleep. Now, as always, giving you some goals. Now, sit back, think about it. What activities are musts for you? Which activities? How are you going to get your sleep regular? Throughout a day, how are you going to stay positive? And how are you going to keep moving towards your goals? And what time of day is the best time to do certain things, whether that be reading, eating, going for a walk, doing programming or whatever you're doing computer wise, and then meetings, when are those the most productive for you? Ask yourself all of these and then try your best to schedule. We understand that it always doesn't work out the best, but if you have any control over it, try to. When you leave work, leave it at work. Do not carry it everywhere you go. Carrying things like that everywhere you go, you will not be as productive, and then you're not living in the moment. So try to live in the moment. Do things while you're in that, and then move forward into the positives and give yourself all you can be while you're in certain situations. Do not be worried about things that you cannot control. So as always, make the activities that you must do that make you feel the best, and then do them in the times of day that is the most productive for you if you have any control over it. Understanding as well, in closing, that we don't always have control, but if you do have control, control it and make the most out of each and every moment. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.